I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What'd you eat, by the way, Jimbo?
We had wings. We had shrimp. It's kind of disappointing.
Oh.
Were
they too small? Were they too big? Were the shrimp too big?
The shrimp are never too big.
Okay.
Unless you get jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp. So you had wings, shrimp. What else?
We had a kind of like a some kind of a meatball pie recipe that Linda found and that she's never making again.
Meatball pie.
Meatball pie. It was just kind of, I don't know how you'd call it. It was like a casserole.
We had buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah.
Then we had chicken dip without the buffalo because the kids don't like, they're too young for like spicy stuff. They don't like it. So we had that. Buffalo, they had potato skins, like, you know, like potato.
Yeah.
You know, they love those with cheese and bacon and stuff on it. And then I don't know what else. I just had about a vat of buffalo chicken dip. I mean, I had a ton of it. It wasn't
a very healthy eating day.
Nah, I only ate once, though, really. I had, like, fruit and vegetables and stuff all day a couple different times, and then I had that. So that was that. But I had the buffalo chicken dip. You know what I ended up going with? I just went with...
Scoops?
I did not get scoops. Uh-huh. I just went with nacho chips and then okay. Celery. Nacho chips and celery. That's what I dipped in the buffalo chicken dip. It was exquisite. It was amazing. It was good stuff. I put a little extra Frank's Red Hot in it, too. It was good. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We talk how the Steelers match up with the rest of the AFC in about 10 minutes from now. Right now, though, so there was that commercial that next year's the 100th anniversary of football, right? I mean, So it's a big deal. That commercial was so great for the NFL. It had Goodell. It started out. He's speaking at the podium. He's at a banquet, like a tuxedo sort of banquet. And then Marshawn Lynch decides it's boring for him. He wants to take the gold football off the top of the 10-layer cake, and his chair tips back. The football falls. Singletary sees it fall. He yells fumble, and a football game breaks out. And it was, I mean, there was Brady. There was Joe Green. Every star that you can imagine was in. Jim Brown was in this commercial.
Yeah.
Everybody. Bradshaw. Franco Harris at the end,
of course.
Makes the immaculate reception catch. Juju Smith-Schuster's in this. Saquon Barkley's in it. There's a bunch of young stars.
OBJ.
OBJ, you're right. OBJ is in it. No AB. This is interesting to me. Because if you were to go ahead and have this commercial, Jim, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, he's a shoo-in for if you say, let's talk about the guys who need to be in this commercial because they have a very, very prominent place in this league. You know, it says a lot to his fading image for me that the commercial was, it seemed like it was 7 minutes long, it was 2 minutes long, and it had about 75 players in it, and Antonio Brown was nowhere to be found. It said a lot about his fading image. Now, I don't know if maybe he was asked and he said no, I'd love clarification on that, but I find it hard to believe that everybody from Terry Bradshaw to Joe Green to all these great old-timers found a way to be in it. And Antonio Brown just so happened to say, nah, I don't want to be part of it. I find that, and if that's the case, that's even weirder. But did the NFL not invite him, or did he not want to be in it? I need to know the answer to that.
Well, a question is, and I shall have to send a note and see if we can find out, when did they do it? Because there's a lot, you know, Brady was in it. So, I mean, he's busy.
I don't necessarily know if they needed to film all those guys in one
right,
take.
And I'd have to go back and look at it again. To see who appeared when, and you can splice things together and overlay and stuff like that.
And
so,
Ben wasn't in it, but Ben doesn't carry that cachet. I don't think that
was Drew Brees in it.
No, not that I saw. I didn't see Drew Brees in it. AB is the story for me though, because
right.
Juju was.
Oh, I know. That's as soon as I saw him, I was like, whoa.
Because, you know,
he's in it right at the beginning.
Juju is a guy that obviously the NFL is counting on to be a face of the future, to be someone that is a marketing component moving forward. Now, that gets back into this for me. Let's say they work it out. They figure out a way AB does come back. The track is already set for the train to go down to where AB is now second in. You tell me how that's going to sit well with that
guy. So we have the first snub of next season already.
I'm just telling you.
I know. I said this.
I said this is going to be an issue if, in fact, AB does find himself back in Pittsburgh. Wait till they do the uniform unveiling stuff. Wait till they do the in Juju. Wait till they put those big, mega, 65 times your body size posters on the side of Heinz Field, and it's Juju out at the main entrance, and it's not AB. He'll flip out. He'll flip out when he's not the most marketed guy. The NFL as a platform just did that last night in that commercial. The current Steeler that was there was Juju and not AB. I'd love to know the machinations that went on behind the scenes, why that was so.
What about your other scenario?
That he was late?
That he was invited and didn't
just
show up on time.
It's plausible.
Yeah, it is. It is, but if we suggest
Breeze that Breeze was in it, I'm told. He was just sitting there laughing.
Okay. Like I said, there were so many guys in it that I'd have to go back and I'll go back and look at it later on today when I have a chance. I loved it.
I thought it was great.
You know, when Juju
toe tapped across the table.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a big part of that commercial. AB's nowhere. This guy is either he's toxic to the league because of his erratic behaviors of late, or he's someone that they say, we're just not moving forward with. He was the number one marketing guy just a couple years ago. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was on every – you'd watch a game, and then you'd see him in the commercials. He'd catch three balls in the series. It would go to commercial. He'd be on all three commercials.
Well, you saw the Pizza Hut commercial last night with Jared Goff and Todd Gurley.
Yes.
And if you looked earlier in the season – it was AB and Juju, right?
It's something that people say, well, talk about football. No, this is a real thing because this is the kind of stuff that rankles Antonio Brown. Or he has distanced himself even more and doesn't want to be part of that spotlight. Or maybe it's a good thing. Maybe he's saying, I'm just concentrating on football, which I find that impossible to believe. Because he's opened himself up for this because he seemingly videotapes and puts on social media every single moment of his life. And
there's a lot out there.
Right. But he wants to be, Jim, that marketable star. And then the NFL has that. I thought they had the strongest commercial of the whole night. I mean, I thought that was that Microsoft thing was really, really good with the special needs kids and the devices that were the adaptive devices was so great. But the NFL commercial was really, really good.
Well, it was star power.
I can't remember another star power. It was like We Are the World or something. I mean, there were so many powerful people in one small thing. You struggle to find something that had so many powerful people in one small span of time. They just don't all come together like that. Hey, look, I'm not above drumming up controversy for the sake of the show, but I think it's a very valid point that what a lot of people call the best receiver currently in the game was not in that commercial for the NFL's 100 year or whatever, the 100 year of football. But Juju Smith-Schuster was. What was it? So what's your guess? They didn't want him in it. He didn't want to be in it. He was late for filming or something else. 412-928-9370. We'll also talk Steelers and where they rank in the AFC going into next year. Tony in Penn Hills. Tony, you're on The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, excellent. Tony. How's everything?
Hangover.
Yeah, I know. There wasn't much offense to watch, though, Tony.
No, I'm just tired of watching the Patriots. Anyway, hey, I just found it ironic that the Tony toe-tap part was done by Juju, and it looked like it was just handmade for Antonio Brown. Not to say that they both shouldn't have been in it. I thought they both would be in it, but I am very curious on why AB did not go or did decide not to represent. Because none of them represented their teams anyway, so it wasn't like he didn't want to represent the Steelers. He was representing his brand, and that's why I'm kind of don't really understand why he didn't participate.
Well, Tony, like I was saying to Jim off the air, 1-1 doesn't make 2 because so many people consider him currently the best wide receiver in the game. And it's on right now. They're showing it. Montana's throwing to Rice. Ed Reed is coming out of nowhere. Deion's intercepting a pass. Like, why wouldn't they have the current best receiver in the game? That's why I do think it's a story, so to speak, Tony.
You know, that would suggest, and I was going to mention this earlier, and since he brought it up, the toe-tap part,
yeah,
maybe that was for AB. if he wasn't there.
The conspiracies
and
are great.
Since, I'm just, you know, again,
it,
we're just...
It doesn't it show something that's very serious, though, in that he no longer is the most marketable star of this team? I mean, Baker Mayfield was in that commercial, Jim. Baker Mayfield. Now, if you told me, let's go to Fort Worth, Texas. Let's go to Santa Ana, California. Let's go to Ocala, Florida, okay? And let's put Baker Mayfield next to Antonio Brown. And let's ask 100 people on the street, each of those towns, or, you know, anywhere. Who's this guy and who's this guy? Tell me their names. A lot more people are going to recognize Antonio Brown than Baker Mayfield.
You would think.
I would know. He's still a very recognizable figure and face.
Oh, AB?
Yes.
Sure, especially in the hippo outfit. You're right about that. How many times have we talked about how photogenic he is?
Yeah, and
with
just,
that million-dollar smile.
This is I need to know the answer. I need it. I need to know. What do you got, Producer Matt?
He went from the cover of a video game in Madden.
There we go.
To this.
To not being one of the guys that are the current crop of guys in that commercial. What happened? I need answers. Did they tell him no? Did he not show up? Did he not want
to
be it?
Well, we'll have to find out.
I do. I need to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.